We're making an application for the right of abode on the basis that the entire family have been in Hong Kong, ordinarily resident, along with the main applicant. Then essentially you prepare the papers for the main applicant that speaks to their continuous ordinary residence for the period of not less than 7 years required. And then the family members who have been ordinarily resident all throughout that time, along with the principal applicant, in a sense sort of piggyback on the application. And because of that piggyback action, the fact that you are able to submit 9 years worth of tax returns and an equal number of documents that speak to your residential accommodation arrangements in Hong Kong throughout all of that time will be sufficient for the purposes of your family application, so no further documents will be required. Insofar as the impact of children who are being educated overseas in boarding school goes, that time spent away in pursuit of education will not break their continuity of ordinary residence, so long as the parents are clearly ordinarily resident in Hong Kong at that time, and it's clear on the facts that the children during school holidays and the like return home to Hong Kong. So yes, in this instance, your children's education in boarding school will not compromise their ability to go on to qualify for permanent residency along with you and your husband. Okay, I hope you found that useful.